Just moving on to have a chat with the wonderful David Moore, a great friend to the show, editor of the Astronomy Ireland magazine, and passionate about his subject as well, the worldwide organization known as Astronomy Ireland, held a fantastic lecture last night. But just in the context of linking smartphones with astronomy, who would have ever thought that the smartphone could replace photography equipment? You're very welcome to the show. Good afternoon, David. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Angela.
Nice to talk to you, and thank you for joining me. I think a lot of people will be interested in hearing some of what you have to say regarding technology and how far it has come in terms of being linked with astronomy. Smartphones, who'd have thought it?
Yep, it was the subject of our Christmas lecture, and with practically everybody owning a smartphone, wanting to know more about how to use it to take pictures of the night sky, turned out to be, I think, we can say one of our most popular Christmas lectures, perhaps of all time. We had double the crowd we normally have. So Katrina Mosk gave the talk, and she used to have the fancy digital camera, you know, the ones that cost thousands.
No, indeed I
and
do.
She's given it up now just to use her smartphone.
Wow.
And she explained how to do it, showed lots of results, and gave her own personal story, which was a fascinating travelogue of traveling the planet looking for interesting things. And she's from Moscow originally and ended up in the west of Ireland in a beautiful dark sky site. When it's not cloudy, it has to be said, but when it is clear, wow, we get great skies here in Ireland. And she showed what you can do with loads of different types of smartphones.
And I mean, it is amazing to think that a smartphone can take a picture of the night sky and show stars that are fainter than what our own eyes can see.
Absolutely. So what people don't realise listening in now is they've all got a powerful astronomical camera in their pocket. All you need is a few tips on how to do it, and we recorded the lecture, so if you didn't see it, you can still get a ticket for the lecture, and we'll send you the recording. We intend keeping it online. We always keep the lectures online for at least a year. I think we'll keep this one permanently.
Yeah, was that good?
Because it was so popular and so useful. We would love to turn the entire population of Ireland into astronomical photographers who can then fill the pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine every month with superb pictures. And she showed pictures of the Milky Way, the constellations that you can photograph, of course, the Northern Lights. There was a big display expected last night or early this morning. It hasn't happened yet, so it could still be on its way. And the big meteor shower that's coming at the weekend, and the International Space Station, the moon near planets, loads of things that you can record on your camera phone if you just master it, either manual mode, pro mode, night mode, astronomy mode. All the different manufacturers have different names for it. But the basic idea is that the camera keeps its shutter open for tens of seconds instead of a fraction of a second that it normally takes a picture in, and thereby wipes the floor with the human eye and collects far more light than we can ever see with our eyes.
It's unreal. And I suppose for you as an astronomer, and probably I have to say, with all due respect, you're one of Ireland's best known astronomers, and also in your capacity as editor of Astronomy Ireland, the magazine, this is all very positive for creating awareness and creating involvement with the public in sending material onto yourselves, even from an editorial point of view. But this whole movement, if I may call it now, has reached worldwide in terms of the stage. And Astronomy Ireland is leading the way from, I suppose, an international point of view now. How do you manage to keep it all going?
By not sleeping.
I wondered about that, yes.
Sometimes when our magazine deadline hits us on top of all the work of keeping Astronomy Ireland going, you realise, oh, hold on, I can get 15 minutes sleep before I have to start again. What's
yes.
the point? I'll just have to stay up. But it is a fascinating hobby, and, you know, we're amateur astronomers, amor meaning love, and we do this for the love of it. Most people working for Astronomy Ireland are volunteers. We have a few contractors that do tasks for it. We have to pay our printers and on post to deliver our magazine. Other than that, membership of the society would be free.
Yeah.
But there's a huge a team of volunteers working behind the scenes on the social media, the articles, advising people on telescopes, bringing their own personal telescopes to some of our events, like the big annual a starbecue in the Wicklow Mountains. Because it's not just that astronomy is a great hobby, it is fascinating, I found decades ago, to see the delight on people's faces, especially young people, when they look through a telescope the first time, at, say, the moon or the planet Saturn, or, you know, they're emailing you, trying to share their frenzy with seeing an incredible display of the Northern Lights, like we're hoping for at the moment. You know, we had a great display there in November, and two amazing ones last year. So this is what we're going to do, is just get all 8 million people. There's only a few thousand people in Astronomy Island. When you count all our social media people, maybe 100,000. But there's 8 million people on this island. So most of them are missing out. And Mother Nature puts on these incredible shows, like it's going to do on Saturday night. It's always tricky to predict. Hopefully it'll materialize now today and we'll get to see it tonight. But we know for a fact there's going to be 20 times more shooting stars on Saturday night than normal, and 10 times more than normal the night before and the night after. And now everyone with a smartphone knows how to get incredible pictures of
absolutely.
The fireballs that we're going to see.
Yeah, and these were things we didn't see historically, ironically, or else we weren't aware so much of the auroras. Well, at least I've no memory of seeing them as a child, that's for sure. David, before
you needed a fancy camera years ago to take pictures of. And of course, going back 20 years, it was all done on film. So you didn't even know what you'd got until you had it processed and developed. Yeah. Now, you know, you take the picture of your smartphone, you look at it instantly. So, you know, if it's not good enough, you make a longer exposure. If you didn't frame that tree in the picture that you wanted for artistic content, you have another go. Your aura lasts hours. So it is the smartphone for astronomy.
Yeah,
it's a game changer in this particular hobby. As I said, everybody, they don't realize it, is carrying around a powerful astronomical camera that can wipe the floor with your eyes. You get the colors that are hard to see in aurora with smartphones straight away. They really are a superb invention for astronomy. We used to say, I suppose, if you're into astronomy, the first thing you need to get is a pair of binoculars. No, it's just a bit of knowledge on how to use your smartphone now.
Yeah, absolutely, and it fits in your pocket. David, a pleasure as always. You're still as passionate as you were on the first day I interviewed you many years ago when I started off doing this show, and it's lovely to talk to you. I hope you do get the awaited aurora, because that will be a real treat, and we'll keep in touch. Lovely to talk to you.
You, and just go to astronomy.ie, look up the lecture there. If you want to take pictures of your smartphone, get in touch with Astronomy Island. Follow us on social media for free. If you've got a euro week to spare, you can join Astronomy Island to get the magazine. And whatever happens in the coming weeks, I'd like to wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Oh gosh, is it that time already? Well, listen, and likewise, I'm right back at you. Thank you for all your contributions. Have a good afternoon. All the best. David Moore there, and very passionate as always, and indeed I suppose, you know, it's like anything that you're passionate about, it's addictive, it comes across, and you want to get involved with somebody who has that much passion for us, as particularly the subject of astronomy, which is ever changing, and keeping the eyes upwards. But don't ignore the fact that the smartphone, as mentioned by David, has literally changed the coalface of photography of the stars and the skies.